You're welcome. It's good to be with you. Let's look first to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you and we ask that you'd be with us and guide us as we consider your word. We pray as you've encouraged us to walk in love as we walk through this world as light to the world. We thank you, Lord, that your Son is the true light of the world. We just pray that you'd be with us and guide us. Help us to consider these thoughts today. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. We're in John chapter 15 once again, as we've been considering here in the midst of the upper room ministry, the chapter that speaks of Christ being the true vine, and he said, abide in me. We see John 13 speaking of fellowship, John 14 speaking of a comforter, that is the Spirit of God, which he was teaching the disciples that would come once he had returned to glory. And now we see, abide in me. And as we remember the beginning of the chapter, it spoke of Christ being the true vine. He spoke of abiding in him. And then we saw in the middle section of John 15, that which was evidence of someone abiding in him, someone that bore much fruit, and that would be the expression of the love of God. So we see the second section speaking of the love of God. Now the third section of John 15, we see the great contrast to the love of God, and that is the hatred of the world. And we see, as we pick up in verse 18, this theme. Now a little background. The world is spoken of in different ways in the scripture. We can think of the world as in the people, but yet also the world speaks of the world as in the system, the attitude, the way things are ran, you might say, in this world, the world system, which we know the Word of God tells us that Satan is the god of this world. We see that he has authority by which he has taken from Adam. We see that Adam was placed in authority over this earth when he was created. And yet we see Satan came and deceived Eve, and Adam willfully sinned as well. And we see that he and Eve were cast out of the garden. And in that, we see how Satan took dominion over this world. He is the god of this world, little g, as it says in 2 Corinthians. And his desire is to blind the minds of those that do not believe. And he is using this world system to bring forth his motives and his desires and the ungodliness that we see in this world today. We see that the scripture speaks of the throne of Satan, and we know that principalities and powers, that is, those that are of the fallen creatures that followed Satan, one third of the angels followed Satan when he was cast out of heaven in eternity past, when he said to God, I will be like the Most High. I. He said that, referring to himself a number of times, as you can read in Ezekiel and in Isaiah, a couple passages in the Old Testament, the attitude of Satan, I will, I. We see that pride of Satan, and he was cast out of heaven, and then yet he appeared again in the Garden of Eden, and we see where he took dominion, authority over things in this world. So also we know in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the world as in the people, we think of it in that sense as well. So when we think of the world, God loves the world, yet we see the world system and the evil of it. We see the governments and how they are often evidence of having a demonic stronghold. We see how some governments are very antagonistic to the things of God and things of Christ. We see yet that Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, yet in his timetable, we see that he has not yet come back and set his feet upon Mount Olive and established his millennial reign, the 1,000-year reign. Well, he will reign in righteousness, and yet the eternal state where we see that righteousness will dwell. These things are yet future. So at this particular time, the world system is evil. The world system is run by Satan and his powers. Yet we know that God is the only one who is all-knowing, all-powerful, and all-present. The things that are going on today in this world are happening because God and his sovereignty and his counsels have allowed these things to happen. We know that God is not the author of sin, but yet he allows things to happen, and he has his ultimate plans and purposes, and Satan, in one sense, is already defeated. We realize that upon the cross of Calvary, he was defeated. The irony of the cross, in the sense that there was a death, but yet it meant defeat for Satan. So Satan is going on borrowed time today, if you will. Borrowed time. He is defeated, yet he has not been held down captive right now. He is allowed to go to and fro and to cause grievous havoc. And yet, after he is bound for 1,000 years during that millennial reign of Christ upon his earth, as in all dispensations, we see the failure of man. There at the end of that particular 1,000-year reign, the scripture speaks of Satan being loosed again, and he'll deceive people even then. And yet, after that, we see will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity. So we see here just a little background about what does it mean by the world. We have the world as in the people that God loves, his creatures, those that he created, and yet we see the world system. Now, the people in the world are among the world system, those that are not saved. Now, once we come to know Christ as our Savior, we've been called out of darkness into this marvelous light, the scripture tells us. So, let us read in John 15 and just think a little bit about the attitude of the world in contrast to the attitude of the love of Christ. Here we see the attitude of the world is hatred. Hatred toward Christ, hatred toward the things of the world. And by the way, in the Old Testament, Egypt often represents, pictures to us, the world. Israel was God's chosen nation, and ones would go down to Egypt, find themselves there, and it would represent the things of the world, such as when the nation Israel was found there, the people of Israel, in Egypt, and then the burdens were heavy, and Pharaoh came down upon them, and Moses was a deliverer chosen by God, and he would go to Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." And as they would cross the Red Sea, once they did finally leave, we see that as a picture of separation from the world. They were leaving Egypt and going towards the Promised Land. They were wandering around between the time they left Egypt until they got to the Promised Land. We see they were wandering around, they were traveling on their journeys, and many trials and difficulties. This pictures to us our journeys. Once we have been saved, as we see those people have gone through the Passover in Egypt, and then they crossed the Red Sea, then they journeyed around in their pilgrim walk. That's the thing that is applicable to you and I. We have left the world once we have, by the blood of Christ, been saved, we've crossed the Red Sea, and have been set apart unto God. The world is behind us, and now we're on our pilgrim journey. And sometimes we find ourselves, even believers can have a degree of unbelief, not speaking of your eternal destiny, but as the disciples said, "Lord, we believe, but help our unbelief." Often we find ourselves murmuring, just like we see those in the wilderness. Yet we have that eternal destiny. We have the Promised Land. We have that before us. But the world is behind us. Now, let's look at the world in John 15 and verse 18. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. So because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Very interesting. He speaks of how he has chosen us. We are born again by faith in Christ Jesus alone. But he has called us out of this world. Not that we leave the physical realms of this earth, but that we are out of the world system. Now we are around the things of the world, but yet we're not of the world once we are his children. As it tells the 2 Corinthians, Paul told the Corinthians, come out from among them and be ye separate, thus saith the Lord. So we see that we certainly do not get away from the world as a whole where we don't witness them to them. We're told to reach out to them, but we're not to have fellowship and communion with the things of this world system. So Scripture tells us here, Christ is telling his disciples, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. So we see that persecution surely falls upon those that are God's people. It tells us in John 10 that my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. They follow me, and I know them. So we are hated by the world. We see that there's persecution in different forms. We realize that in great extreme cases like China, Saudi Arabia, places like this, that Christians are actually slain, put in jail, many things. This country is not showing persecution in the same way, but it's growing. We see that there's a lot of religious, and I should say, not just religious, but Christian persecution. But yet, we shouldn't be surprised when this happens. The Scripture says it will happen. Yea, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The next chapter, when we study chapter 16, it tells us there, in verse 33, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So we're told that there will be tribulation. We have eternal destiny with Christ. We have peace with God now. But yet, there will be persecution. Let's continue on. Verse 20, remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. So, again, really there's no surprise. The world hated Christ. The world will hate you. But yet, when someone sees the light of Christ in you, and Christ deals with them by his word and by his spirit, they will be drawn unto himself and become a child of God as well. So we are to be witnesses unto this world, but not to be in fellowship with the world.
Thank you for being with us today. This is the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. Join us next week at 10:15 Sunday morning.